Blog Talk Radio.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So if you would like to call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204, We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. A thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, and weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open the door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to Case Christ Study Bible, in Psalms 100, describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good, is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Lord, my shield, blessed is your name. Blessed is your ability to shield your people and to save. You bring help when help is needed. You bring protection when protection is requested. You enable your own to tread on the heights just as you lifted the Israelites above their enemies when their hearts were turned toward you. No army is too big to intimidate you. No evil plan can outwit you. Enemies cower before you because you are Jehovah Magen, which means the Lord my shield. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
In the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, greater than all,
Amen. Jehovah Majin, which means the Lord my shield. Forgive us for running out from behind your shield, for not putting you first in our life. You say that if we will seek you first, we'll seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, all the things we need will be given to us, including your shield of protection. Yet, we have put a number of things ahead of you and ultimately stepped away so many times. Lord, our shield, you are like an umbrella shielding us from the rain. You don't make the rain stop all the time. Sometimes you allow it to continue. But when we are under you as our umbrella, you stop the rain from falling on us. Forgive us for stepping out from under your covering and seeking our own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Set up. Well, I'm moving.
and unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Come on, give the Lord a praise, somebody. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Trust Your Lord. Amen. Trust Your Lord. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, and it says, The Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desires in scorched places and give strength to your bones. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, When you place your trust in Jesus, you accept Him as your Lord. This new relationship and identity will increasingly necessitate that you abandon yourself to Him and willingly let go of the things that compromise your worldly security and fulfillment. Your heart may long for financial, social, relational, or sexual fulfillment, or you may wish to dull your pain with food or other substance. But material possessions and earthly solutions cannot fill the deep, unsettling voids that you feel or heal the wounds you have. This is why Jesus told His disciples to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, Matthew 6 and 33. Praise be to God. Everything you truly need is already yours in Christ. Giving yourself to Jesus does not mean you lose. Rather, it means you are firmly on track for the best life possible. Will it be perfect and trouble-free? No. But your Savior always gives you much more than earthly solutions could ever provide. And what He gives you, no one will ever be able to take it away. Amen. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Now let us pray. Jesus, I want to trust You as my Lord. Thank You for teaching me how to give every area over to You and for fulfilling my deepest needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. And after this selection, I will come back. No, I will continue to play out inspirational music.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
Jehovah Majin, thank you for the goodness of your protecting power and for the greatness of your strength. A shield is able to defend only if it is large enough, strong enough, and positioned correctly. You are all of these things, and I'm grateful that you offer yourself to me as my margin, the shield of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem,
the problem may be,
he's in control,
he's in control, and he knows
yep,
everything.
I have the victory, cause
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him and I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
he's in control,
he's in control, and he knows everything.
I mean, you know that you got the victory.
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him I live, move, and have my
say
king.
Like the best of people.
Best of
come on, lift him up again.
Oh, problem may be,
yours are in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I'm the victory for
thee. I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people come on, lift him up.
Jehovah Majin, shield me from the attacks of the enemy. He comes at me with fiery darts, seeking to remove me from your will. Harden my heart to your love and lure me into temptation and sin. Restore to me a spirit of faith so that I will look to your shield in every way. Shield me from attacks that come when I am believing a lie and not the truth. I am a child of the King and an heir to your kingdom. And I ask you to be my shield from anything and everything that tries to get me to believe differently. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Not
Praise be to God. Jehovah Magen, shield me from the attacks of the enemy. He comes at me with fiery darts, seeking to remove me from your will. Harden my heart to your love and lure me into temptation and sin. Restore to me a spirit of faith so that I will look to your shield in every way. Shield me from attacks that come when I am believing a lie and not the truth. I am a child of the King and an heir to your kingdom, and I ask you to be my shield from anything and everything that tries to get me to believe differently. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Lord, my fortress, you are my strength and my fortress, my refuge in time of distress. To you, the nation will come from the ends of the earth and declare that their ancestors possessed nothing but false gods, worthless idols that did them no good. On that day, all people will come to you and bow their knees. They will acknowledge you as the one true God, the fortress who stands higher and longer than all man-made fortresses, because you are the great eternal God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection after the two selections or more. I will come with a word from the Lord, because I know that my God is able.
And he's able.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah.
Set you free. Yes, my God is able. Oh, I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able, able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God is able. Yeah, 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 yeah. I came to let you know. He is able whenever you're going through tonight. Just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able, my God, to let you know. You see, I'm trying it for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able. I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through. Yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was going to rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able. Come on, say he's able. He's able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say
able.
Oh,
able.
Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free.
is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Because my God is sustaining me, by the Wiki Tones.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? You see,
is holy. His Holy Spirit, you see,
sustains
me.
His
Holy, Holy
Spirit
is all over me.
Sustaining me.
Lord, I'm thankful.
God is sustaining me.
God is sustaining me. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts. Amen? That's the book of Acts, chapter 3, and we are going to read verses 1 through 18. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen? That's Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. And it says, Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money, but Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I will give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and held him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar they had seen so often at the Beautiful Gate, they were absolutely astonished. They all rushed out in amazement to Solomon's courtyard, where the man was holding tightly to Peter and John. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this? And why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected this holy, righteous one, and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed, and you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Friends, I realize that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance. But God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. To God be the glory. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lenny's embalmed remains lie in a crystal casket in a tomb in Red Square in Moscow. Lenin. Moscow. An inscription on the casket reads, "He was the greatest leader of all people, of all countries, of all times. He was the Lord of the new humanity. He was the Savior of the world. All that Lenny did is in the past tense. We have the true Savior of the world, the living Christ. How do we know that Jesus Christ is living in power among us? For the Jerusalem church, the healing of the lame man signified the power of the living Christ and that he was present among them. How about us? Do we see lives being changed miraculously? Are things happening among us that amaze us and fill us with wonder? The book of Acts emphasizes the reality of the living Christ in the church. Let's consider three lessons from Acts 3. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, praise be to your name for your bountiful gifts. We acknowledge them with thanksgiving, and we present our gifts to you in joy and praise. Thank you for the privilege of giving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Father God, remove Hilda out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Acts chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 16 from the NIV, where it says, "Silver gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Living Christ in the church. Tonight my message is divided into three parts. Amen. Praise God. Number one, the lesson of a crippled society and what can be done about it. Now, Peter and John had an encounter with a lame man who had been crippled from birth. Each day, someone carried him to the gate, beautiful. He begged from the crowds of worshipers who passed this prominent place. This is where the man's healing took place. The lame man saw Peter and John approaching the gate, so he begged them for money. Why, Peter and John? Well, only God can answer that. But Peter's words changed the man's life. Amen. He said in Acts 3 and 6 in the NIV, silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Peter took the man by the hand and helped him up. The man was healed instantly. He jumped to his feet and walked around the temple, courts praising God. This crippled man had been made whole. The truth is that all of us are crippled, and all of us need healing. All of us have sinned in Romans 3 and 23. We are like sheep who have gone astray, Isaiah 56 and 3. And we are dead spiritually, Luke 13 and 3. Look like the lame man at the gate. We are helpless and powerless, spiritually crippled without Christ. Salvation is our most basic need. Our society is crippled too, with its crippled morals, with its crippled marriages, and with its crippled relationship. Our society is crippled by provision. Abortions continues to claim innocent lives. Pornographic continues to destroy homes. Pornography continues to destroy homes. The sin of homosexuality is a way of life for millions. People are crippled by alcohol and drug abuse. People are crippled with negative attitudes, anger, hate, resentment, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Only Jesus Christ can bring us the healing we need. Amen. Praise be to God. Let's talk about the lesson of divine authority and how to appropriate it. And Acts 3 and 6 says that Peter healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus promised his disciples in John 14 and 3, whosoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So Peter spoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. There is power and authority in Jesus' name. The answer to our crippled generation is the name of Jesus Christ, not silver or gold or help, self-help or positive thinking. And Peter claimed this authority of Jesus' name. Jesus was given all authority in heaven and earth, Matthew 28:18. He shared his power with the apostles, and according to Ephesians 1:19-23, all believers share the privilege of this authority. All that we do should be done in the awareness of spiritual authority. We have the authority to call people to salvation. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We have the authority to pray victoriously. We have the authority to resist the devil and make him flee. We have the authority to enforce Christ's victory in life and home and church and nations. Praise be to God. This spiritual authority is not to be taken lightly. It is to be exercised by believers who are filled with the Spirit. Living cleanses lives and walking by faith. There is power in the church when believers appropriate this authority. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The lesson of a living message and its reverence for our times. Peter explained that the miraculous healing of the crippled man was God's work. Not his work, but God's work. It was the living Christ at work. What makes this first century message reverent to 25th to 21st century times? So let us find out. Praise be to God. In Acts 3:13-14, where it says, "For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his name, the servant Jesus, by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected this holy religious one and instead demand the release of a murderer." So the religious leaders, Pilate had decided to release Jesus, but the people had clamored to have Barabbas, a murderer, released instead. In Luke 23:13-25, when Peter said, "You killed," he meant it literally. Jesus' trial and death had occurred right there in Jerusalem, only weeks earlier. It wasn't an event of the distant past. Most of these people had heard about it, and some may very well have taken part in condemning Jesus. Praise be to God. The message of the responsibility for Christ's death, where we just read in Acts 3, 13 through 14. The apostles declared that the crucifixion was the greatest crime in human history. The fact is, all of us are responsible for Christ's death. In Acts 3 and 15, the religious leaders thought they had put an end to Jesus when they crucified him. But their confidence was shaken when Peter told them that Jesus was alive again and that this time they could not harm him. Peter's message emphasized that people and their religious leaders had killed Jesus in 3 and 17. God had brought him back to life, and the apostles had been witnesses of this fact after pointing out the sin and injustice of these leaders. Peter showed the significance of the resurrection, God's triumph and power over death. Praise be to God. The message of the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Without the resurrection, there is no hope, no salvation, no church, and no living Christ. In Acts 3 and 16, through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. And you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Jesus, not the apostles, received the glory for the healing of the lame man. In those days, a man's name represented his character. It stood for his authority and power. By using Jesus' name, Peter showed who gave him the authority and power to heal. The apostles did not emphasize what they could do, but what God could do through them. Jesus' name is not to be used as magic. It must be used in faith. When we pray in Jesus' name, we must remember that it is Christ himself, not merely the sound of his name, who gives our powers their name, power. Prayers, who gives our prayers their power. Amen. This is the message of the power of Christ's presence in Acts 3 and 16. This is the secret of the Christian life and the source of power in the church. The message of repentance and new life in Acts 3 and 19. Where now it says, now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. John the Baptist had prepared the way for Jesus by preaching that people should turn from their sins. The apostle message of salvation also includes the call to repent. Acknowledging personal sin and turning from it. Many people want the benefits of being identified with Christ without admitting their own disobedience and repenting. The key to forgiveness is confessing your sin and turning from it. Praise be to God. Repentance is a forgotten message in our generation, but there is no new life without it. The message of revival from the Lord's presence, Acts 3:19. The message of the return of the Lord in Acts 3:21. For he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through his holy prophets. Praise be to God. The time when God will bring the final restoration of all things refers to the second coming, the last judgment, and the removal of sin from the world. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. The message of the early church was the second coming of Jesus Christ. His coming was always in the consciousness of the first believers. The message of God, of response to God's message, Acts 3:22-26. And it says, Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. Listen carefully to everything he tells us. Then Moses said, anyone who will not listen to that prophet will be completely cut off from God's people. Starting with Samuel, every prophet spoke about what is happening today. You are the children of those prophets, and you are included in the covenant God promised to your ancestors. For God said to Abraham, through your descendants, all the families on earth will be blessed. When God raised up his servant, Jesus, he sent him first to you, people of Israel, to bless you by turning each of you back from your sinful ways. Praise God. But most Jews, through that thought that Joshua was the prophet predicted by Moses in Deuteronomy 18:15, Peter was saying that the prophet was Jesus Christ. Peter wanted to show that their long-awaited Messiah had come. He and all the apostles were calling the Jewish nation to realize what they had done to their Messiah, to repent and to believe. From this point on in Acts, we see many Jews rejecting the good news. So the message went also to the Gentiles, many of whom were open to receive Jesus. The prophet Samuel had lived during the transition between the judges and the kings of Israel, and he had been seen as the first in a succession of prophets. Samuel anointed David king, founding David's royal life, from which the Messiah eventually came. All the prophets pointed to a future. God had promised Abraham that he would bless the world through Abraham's descendants, the Jewish race, Genesis 12 and 3, from which the Messiah would come. God intended the Jewish nation to be separated and holy nation that would teach the world about God, introduce the Messiah, and then carry on his work in the world. After the days of Solomon, the nation gave up its mission to tell the world about God. Here too, in apostatic times, as well as in the time Jesus spent on earth, the Jews rejected the Messiah. The message of response to God's message in Acts 3:22-26. It is a simple message. Hear and be blessed. Verse 22, or refuse to hear and be destroyed. Responding to Christ brings untold joy. Rejecting him brings spiritual ruin. Praise be to God. And before I bring this message to a close, I just want to say one more thing, is this. The apostles and the first believers attended the temple worship at the hours of prayer. Peter and John seem to have been led by a divine direction to work a miracle on a man above 40 years old who had been a cripple from his birth. Peter, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, bade him rise up and walk. Thus, if we would attempt to good purpose the healing of men's souls, we must go forth in the name and power of Jesus Christ, calling on helpless sinners to arise and walk in the way of holiness by faith in him. How sweet the thought to our souls that in respect to all the crippled faculties of our fallen nature, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth can make us whole. With what holy joy and rapture shall we tread the holy courts when God the Spirit causes us to enter therein by his strength. To God be the glory. And my conclusion for this message is, whenever the Messiah of salvation is preached, something happens. The book of Acts is living proof of the living Christ in the church. The living Christ means hope for a crippled society, authority for the purpose of God, and a message for all times. Apply his power and authority to your life by faith, and let his word be living and active in you. I hope and pray that this message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, my brothers and sisters, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you got, what you do next is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your walk. Amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude, verses 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And I want to thank you all for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. And again, I want to wish everyone a happy Sabbath, and to God be the glory. And good night and shalom. We love you and thank you again for listening to Pray One for Another. To God be the glory. Good night, everyone. God bless you and shalom.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.